Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. Listen. I want y'all to get ready. Get your margaritas out. Get your whiskey, honey. Get your slow gin fizz, whatever you need to do. Get your cigars. Get your cigarettes. All right, it's October the 5th, 2021, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone, and y'all know what Mama about to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks out, honey, and you know I got to push it up to the ATL, my home team. Listen, got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the backbone to the Fierce Female Network, and I got to give them a shout-out all the time because they are the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Africa, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, and listen, got some members in the UK and Germany and an honorary member in India, Karan Bhattati. Yes. He did a super bad promotion with me. I'm telling you, he is super bad. And I got a promotion on tonight with Adrian Bradley. Also, I have a guest on tonight, Mr. Roberto. I'm going to say hello to him right now. I am telling you, the man of the hour, Mr. Roberto. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this evening?
I am fantastic. I am so glad and honored that you're here on tonight.
I am honored that you allow me to be on your show. You know, being a person of color, it's important that I speak to myself.
Okay. Listen, I'm a person that likes to get down to the meat. You know, I don't like to prolong anything. Whenever something is going on, I like to get down to it. I don't like to prolong anything. So now listen, I understand that you are a self-made entrepreneur, you know, when it comes to cryptocurrency. Now listen, you're self-taught. Now, first of all, I gotta ask you this quick. Now listen, don't let me scare you. I hope I don't scare you, honey. You know, because I'm always turned up on 10. So I hope I don't scare you. Okay,
it's
gonna be all right.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now listen, you're a cryptocurrency. How in the world did you manage to do that?
Well, in the age of information, you know, and technology, it's a vast variety of information out there for free for people who really just want to learn things. So I took advantage and made sure I had no free time. Just study.
Okay. And so I do know a little bit about the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. I understand a little bit about it, and some individuals have talked to me about it. So now, what is the name of your company that you run?
Well, my corporation is called Blockchain 420, and the reason that we're called Blockchain 420 is there's Bitcoin, which is the first cryptocurrency, which was made by Satoshi Nakamoto, which is a pseudonym. Mm-hmm. Nobody actually knows who this guy is.
Okay.
And then there's Ethereum, which is the second largest cryptocurrency, and the person in charge of that is Vitalik. But Vitalik does not own Ethereum. It's owned by the Ethereum Foundation. Now, my corporation makes Ethereum, so we make that cryptocurrency already. I'm part of the Genesis block, the original first block of information that came out on the Ethereum blockchain. So if you want to think of it like the atomic clock, I get paid every 9 minutes, no matter what. I get paid for every single transaction that happens on the blockchain every 9 minutes because I balance it.
Every nine minutes.
So if you can imagine if you owned a machine that paid you a penny every time somebody swiped a Visa anywhere in the world.
Hmm.
That's how this works.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So every time they use it, you're getting paid every 9 minutes?
Every 9 minutes, yeah. Every 9 minutes, my computers, which are decentralized, they validate a block of information, and I sign the block with my corporate logo, and it says in Blockchain 420 Trust. So every 9 minutes, 24 hours a day, that's something that generates income for myself and my corporation.
Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you.
That is really incredible.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, now I know that.
I created my own cryptocurrency, which is the Love Care Coin. And the Love Care Coin is an altruistic cryptocurrency. Basically, I want to give away 20% of all the money I make to my people. People don't understand. We need a global type of welfare out here. I know people don't want to hear that. They start thinking about socialism and this and that. Forget about the isms. We're human beings. If my brother's hungry, he's going to rob me at the bus stop. It just comes down to, you know, the way it is. So if you empower your people, you know, you help your people. I have an online university to teach people different things, different coding and applicable skills that they can use that pay, you know, 5-6 figures so they can move on from their situation.
Okay, okay. And so I'm going to ask questions from a novice standpoint of view. So if somebody wanted to get started, they didn't know anything about the business, what do they need to get started? What do they need to invest to get started?
Actually, we had what's called an ICO, which was an initial coin offering. And we started selling the cryptocurrency at 10 cents, which is super undervalued. And I'll get to that part in a bit. But we sold out at 10 cents. It went to 22 cents in the second round. And right now we're sitting at 50 cents. So the people that invested 10 cents are already at a 400% profit. And we just now went public. And I'll tell you the truth, because I'm not a YouTube person or some kind of pundit, I'm an actual developer and creator of cryptocurrencies and technology. I really don't try to sell it. It sells itself. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I have a website for you specifically, and anybody else who's listening. If you go to the website, blockchain420.net, and you register, you will get an individual link that will let you earn 11% free crypto if anybody purchases your link. It's not a multi-level marketing scheme. You can't have people on your side. You can't build a team with it. It's just you. We're all just individuals trying to move forward in this life. There don't have to be any scams in life. Just work hard and do right. So they can get your link, and if anybody purchases with your link, you'll earn 11%. I also have a free wallet in the Google Play Store as well as the Apple Play Store for people all over the world to participate in cryptocurrency at their leisure for free, securely. As far as investment goes, I would tell people to invest whatever they feel they can afford to lose. And I say that with anything. Because if you could afford to lose $10 on lottery tickets, then, you know, invest that. You're not going to lose $10 in cryptocurrency. You have an actual asset. Sometimes assets go up, sometimes assets go down. But so does every other asset, your house, your car. You know, how much does your car devalue when you pull off the lot? So there's things that happen as markets adjust, but for the most part, there's never been an asset class in the history of humanity that's had a stronger.
Let me ask you, because I do see you have some partners. Some of your partners is Yahoo Finance, Wall Street Select, Marketers Insider, Market Watch, and so these are some big guys, you know, that you're partnered with.
Yes, that's because they've run stories about me and my. I have a charity. It's called the High Love Foundation. And the money that I gather from my profits, I use it to help people all over the world. Like I said, we're a global people. I'm an amputee. I was riding my motorcycle one day, and this drunk soldier hit me going the wrong way at 100 miles an hour, took my leg.
Wow.
I didn't make no money from it, nothing. It was just, you know, police let him go. They didn't charge him nothing. Long story short, things happen in life that aren't always fair. Right, but you still have to move forward and work hard to get to where you want to be. I'm trying to make a way for people to get there so they don't got to suffer the way I suffer.
Okay. You know, I can really understand what you're saying, and I really do appreciate your vision, your mission, and what you're doing. And that's a really phenomenal thing that you're doing.
Thank you. We sent ventilators to India. That's what Market Insider was writing about. You know, because the COVID crisis is out of control in India and most of the world, to be honest. And then when the buildings collapsed in Miami, we had sent some relief out there too, and they wrote about that. And then I think it was Yahoo Finance. So really, the market watch and all the magazines, they're sort of skirting the most important part, which is I am the first black tech CEO that owns everything myself, proprietary. I have no debt. I have no partners. I own everything. They're not mentioning that part.
Wow. That is, there. You know, there's
be
big stories. I'm sorry.
And you know, my cryptocurrency is Mansa Musa, the richest man that ever lived in history. And he's black. The dollar has nobody on the, there's nobody on the dollar that reflects me and my people.
That's true.
There's nobody on the dollar that reflects any woman who's done anything of value in the United States. So there's such every time I pick up a dollar, it's downright offensive to me. And there's all these slave masters looking back at me like, look at you. And I'm looking back at them like, nah, look at you. Look at you. You're just not going to keep printing fake money. We got real accounting and honesty and transparency in the blockchain. That's why countries are starting to adopt cryptocurrency. Like Brazil's about to adopt it right now. El Salvador adopted Bitcoin. These things are going to change. They're not going to be able to keep on stealing with this fake money. Like right now, President Biden yesterday gave a speech. He needs to raise the debt ceiling. How much debt do we as taxpayers need to keep having? There's no inflation in cryptocurrency. It starts out from zero, so nobody owes. So there's no inflation in cryptocurrency. Your money always goes up. It's a hedge against inflation, like what Joe Biden is about to do. And it's not political. The people do need the money. We do need the infrastructure. I'm not debating, you know, about which president is good or not. I'm just saying that the money's coming from somewhere, and the people have to pay it back. So I want to be a help to the people all over the world, and particularly my people who've been abandoned and neglected, and give them the tools and the love and the care that they need, services.
Yes, yes. And we need that. We totally need that. And I do want to shift gears just a little bit. I do want to talk about your other business. I know that you're a medical marijuana investment specialist, so I do want to dig into that just a little bit. I do need to take just a little break. I do have a promotion as well with Adrian Bradley, and I need to take a little break, and then I want to come back and talk about that particular business, if that's okay.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. So hold on. I'm going to do a special promotion for Adrian Bradley. He has a particular song out. I'm going to come back to you, and we're going to talk about the investment specialist part of your business, American Marijuana.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Wow, so you guys, I am talking to Roberto Benitez, and I am telling you, this is a fascinating story. Let me tell you something. He is a self-taught cryptocurrency and medical marijuana investment specialist. He's a self-made entrepreneur. Did you hear that? He's a self-made entrepreneur, and he's the founder of several successful startup businesses over the years. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? Roberto spent his childhood between New York and Puerto Rico, eventually moving with his wife and his children to Atlanta. Okay, so we're learning a lot about this fascinating man, and I'm telling you, he is out here to help us. Okay, he's out here to help his people. He has a goal, he has a mission, and he has a vision. The first thing we all need is when you're having a business, a vision. We all need to have vision and purpose. Let me say that too. Let me just focus on that for 1 second. He has a purpose in mind. So I'm pretty sure when he started as an entrepreneur, he had a purpose in mind. He knew what he wanted to do, the goals that he had in mind, his mission and his vision, and that is what he is doing. Also, let me give out the website once again. It is blockchain420.net, blockchain420.net. You know something, and this is what we need in these days and times. We need something, you know, that's going to help us, help our people. You hear what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to get on a political soapbox. You know, I'm very opinionated, so I'm trying to hold that part down. You know what I mean? So listen, I got a promotion with Adrian Bradley as well. He has a song on and on and on. I want y'all to dig in, dig it, dig it, dig it. This is the Fierce Female Network that you're listening to on iHeartRadio. I want you guys to go to iHeartRadio.com. You know, if you have not followed, use keyword the Fierce Female Network and click follow and always follow the show so you don't miss any educational. You know, I want you guys to be educated. You know what I'm saying? So it's always education around here and entertainment. Now, y'all know you're going to get some entertainment around here because I'm always entertaining. And by the way, we got a treasure hunt that's going on. Y'all know what I'm looking for. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for them digits. So when y'all find Snoop Dogg digits, y'all just make sure. You make sure y'all text me. Make sure you email me them digits. I'm looking for Snoop Dogg, okay? So now I done put out an APB, okay, it's an APB out on Snoop Dogg. Now, listen, don't y'all send the FBI or no SWAT teams over here. Y'all know this is for entertainment purposes, okay? But now, listen, when y'all get them digits, y'all text me Snoop Dogg digits, okay? Because I got something I need to talk to him about, okay? Now, listen, I got a song by Adrian Bradley. It's on and on and on. Y'all check it out. Check it out. Take a listen.
Said I loved you, but you said goodbye. Now I'll never know the reason why. So I sit here and I play my song, on and on and on. There's a shadow hanging over me, like a sailor who was lost at sea. There's no inquest into what went wrong.
I really enjoyed it. Listen, the melody is real smooth. It's got a nice texture to it. It got a whole lot of texture. That's why I like it. Y'all probably saying, well, what the Sam Hill is texture? How can a song have texture? Because it got melody, you know, it got some good lyrics and everything. So listen, the song is called On and On and On and On. Now listen, I'm going to give y'all a little help on this treasure hunt. Listen, if y'all can't find Snoop Dogg digits, y'all can always get it from Nelly. So listen, if y'all can get up with Nelly, get up with Nelly. See, Nelly going to give you Snoop's. I'm trying to help y'all win this treasure. See, whoever give me the digits, I'm going to give y'all the treasure. I'm going to give you the treasure, baby. And you don't know what the treasure's going to be until y'all get the digits. So listen. Okay, so look, Snoop hangs out with Nelly. So if you find Nelly, he going to give you the digits. Okay, so I'm trying to help y'all to win this game. This game been going on for 3 days. So now, look, all you got to do is search out Nelly. If y'all got a problem, you know, finding Nelly, listen, this the last tip I'm going to give y'all. Look for Chance. You know, Chance the Rapper. Y'all know the rapper. He going to help you out. So listen, so them the guys that can help you out. If you can't catch up with, you know, Snoop up on Instagram, get down with Nelly and get up with the rapper. Get a chance to rap, okay? And they'll help y'all out. And look, don't send the FBI to my house. I'm telling you this for entertainment purpose only. Now, listen, that song was real good. Adrian Bradley, On and On and On. That was the jam. That was a jam. That was 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus. Let me tell y'all something. I got a few more minutes in this episode, so we got to get down and talk about some medical marijuana. But listen, really on the tip, on the cannabis, you know, you really, you know. I ain't going to say that because this is serious business. So listen, I want y'all to visit this website. It is, now take a listen, get your pens, get your papers. I want y'all to get ready now. The Higher Love Foundation. Okay, it's thehigherlovefoundation.com. The Higher Love Foundation. Yeah, so I'm going to turn back to my guest. We're going to talk a little bit more, and he's going to tell me all about, you know, medical marijuana investment specialists. That's what he does as well. Mr. Roberto.
Oh, hello. I'm back. Yes, ma'am.
So yes.
It's weird. My wife had gotten cancer twice. She had a stage four lymphoma, and they said she was going to die. So I started researching medical marijuana.
Okay.
And, of course, you can't say that medical marijuana is a cure for cancer, so I won't say that. But I will say that she's supposed to be dead about 6 years ago, and she's right here with me.
Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank God.
And that's why I have a cancer twice. Yes, ma'am. So I found a startup when it was in very early stages called Theracan, and I moved to Panama, and we're based in Panama because I pay only 3% taxes across the world in Panama. So we're living in Panama, and I got in contact with Theracan, and we started a facility out here, and we grow medical marijuana on 5 continents, but we grow it aeroponically, and we just don't grow medical marijuana. So we're working towards food deserts where people don't have access to fresh produce. So I'm from New York, so I would say use the Bronx as an example. So we could put like a old abandoned warehouse or a building that isn't being used and turn that into a vertical garden where people could actually get, the community could actually get good, healthy food.
Are you kidding me?
The investment was amazing, yes.
What?
And
so
we just went public on the Canadian Stock Exchange.
Are you serious? I mean, you are going in all different directions. Wow.
I have a resort, too, in Panama, if you want to come stay out here. Got a 5-star resort, helipad and everything.
Are you serious? Are you really serious now?
Yes. I'm serious. It's dreamsinpanama.com.
What's the website?
Dreamsinpanama.com.
Good Lord.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to come on down and check it out.
This is amazing. I'm still just like at the point where you said your wife Samantha, had cancer twice.
Twice.
Do you?
It
you
took
know
a, how much was your tumor? She had a 22-pound basketball-sized tumor in her abdomen the first time that they took 4 years to find. And I was in the ER with her every other day because, imagine, the pain was unbearable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Finally, they removed that. And then she got another tumor on the side of her jaw that was going to her brain. But we got it straightened out. See that, you know, she's been taking her medicine for a long time, and she's good. No more cancer, no more.
That is two testimonies and a half. That's two tests. I know she's telling her story everywhere she can possibly tell it. I mean, that is two testimonies and a half. I mean, she's a walking encouragement. You know what I'm saying? She's a walking billboard for encouragement, motivation, and inspiration. You know, that is just, and I can relate to something like that because I had a ruptured aneurysm years ago. I died and came back. And so, you know, my life has not been the same. It has changed. You know, when you go through something like that, you can't help but to come back changed, a totally different person. So I know she is a walking billboard for motivation and encouragement. She really is. I mean, that is, wow.
Thank you. You know, I had no idea when she was sick that I would lose my legs. I would lose my leg 4 years later in a freak accident. So. God has a purpose for everything.
Yes, he does.
Take care of my wife and children, and my wife and children always take care of me.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm telling you, I want to invite both of you to come back, her as well, you know, and talk with us some more because you're a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge. You have a lot to share. You know, and this network is about education. I do a lot of entertainment, as you can see. I love to entertain. I love to keep people smiling and laughing.
So do I.
I
know you play some really amazing music, but that's part of another technology that I have, NFT technology. It's the whole platform for artists to put their music and stuff on. But DJ Chubby Chubb, who's 50 Cent's DJ, Nas's DJ, because you talk about these rappers. I know all these cats. Nas' DJ, which is DJ Green Lantern. These dudes are all my brothers. I just came back.
Wow.
I got COVID-19 because I went to go meet with Craig G in Connecticut, but Redman and Meth got stuck at LAX. If not, we would have all been together. We already had it all planned out at the, what was that resort? At the Foxwoods in Connecticut. We were just going to do a music powwow. So,
well, you know, that's
all those
amazing.
You talk about, we plugged in.
You know, that's funny. I said it as a joke and entertaining, but I'm gonna tell you something. Snoop Dogg is really one of my role models. I love that guy, and I love him because his brain. That man is the epitome of a professional businessman. I mean, he has so many products out there, and I mean, he is going in all directions. I mean, he has drinks. He has an app for sale. I mean, he's got everything. I'm like, this guy is phenomenal. He is a genius. He really is a genius. And for him to hook up the way he did with Martha Stewart, I think that is so genius. I don't even like Martha Stewart. You know, it's like he got me to start back liking Martha Stewart when I didn't even like in the first place. And she went to jail. I'm like, yuck. And then he partnered with her, and I'm like, oh, there's another side of Martha Stewart. And so, you know, it's like, okay. I kind of like her a little bit now because he partnered with her. And so it's just phenomenal. And I want to say this because I'm kind of running out of time. I want to put this out there. My thing is I want to do more for artists in music. You know, you won't believe the talent that I come across. It's just like these guys are so banging bad. And I'm like, God, I wish I could do more to help these guys. And so now that's part of my dream that I want to be able to be an instrument to help these guys to get to the next stage of where they're trying to get to, because I'm telling you, some of these guys is just like rock star phenomenal, really, on the real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will definitely stay in touch with you. I will email you and see if I can help you with that endeavor that you so much want to pursue.
Well, I really appreciate
that. I don't
want
to be in the music industry. I just make the platforms.
Oh, I love it.
As far
it's
getting artists out.
That's my blood. Yeah, it's my blood. My husband, he passed away, but God rest his soul. That's what he did. He was in music, and he made a lot of people, made them huge in the business, made them huge. And so they went on to do phenomenal things. And it's just in my blood, I guess, you know, and I just love it. And I'm not going to keep it. I do want to say this as well. The door is always open to you. My door is always open. Whenever you want to come in, whenever you have a new venture that you're starting up and you're trying to get the word out, you know what? Shoot me an email. I'll be so happy to get you on the air. Whatever I need to do to advance whatever new projects you got going, let's do it.
And I would definitely love to have you on because I'm always on Twitch. I stream on Twitch Live.
And
you can see how that works out over there. Okay.
All
so
right.
Thank you
Amazing.
So much. And I'll definitely stay in touch. You have a blessed evening. And we will stay in touch for sure.
Thank you. Yes, sir. It was a pleasure having you on. I enjoyed it so very much.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. I got another bad song to play for you guys. I got a hit. I am telling you, you're going to really love it. You're going to enjoy it. This is Planet Rock. Now, listen, you get ready to move your booty. Okay, this is Planet Rock. Check it out. Super bad. So y'all know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the show on Facebook, of course, and I'm going to post it, you know, and I'm going to promote it. I tell you, man, it's just super bad. Him and his wife, did you hear the story? Did you hear what the man said? I'm telling you, he is super bad. He's trying to do something for his people. You know, it's like, wow. That is my kind of people. I'm talking about the Malcolm X. You know, the Malcolm X and me stood up. You know what I mean? If y'all don't understand that, y'all need to really take a look at the history. So listen. I'm all about my people, y'all. So Malcolm X stood up. You know, Dr. King stood up. Yeah, Rosa Parks stood up. All of them stood up. When he was talking, listen, all of them just said, here I am. You know, here I am, baby. Sign still delivered. I'm yours. So listen, that man is a bad man. That's a bad man. But look, I am out of time, y'all. I'm going to have him back on the show on the Fierce Female Network and going to talk some more. He is an educated man. He is intelligent, and he got some wisdom and knowledge, and he's going to drop some more on us. Yes, he is. All right, now, you guys, I am out of time. I'm out of here, but y'all be good tomorrow.
You motivated.